This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, today we're going to talk all about relationships and two studies from the United Kingdom in particular that talk about how relationships are damaged by late payments. The first one was commissioned by Xero and PayPal and shows that out of these 500 or so respondents, about half of them reported that late payments affected their mental health and relationships with their friends and family. Because according to the survey, 45% of them say that when they don't get paid on time, they feel terrible, they feel like they've failed their company, they have sleepless nights, and worst of all, because they've tended to borrow money from friends and family to finance their business, they can't pay them back, and of course, that impacts their relationships. But the other interesting survey came from the Small Payment Commissioner in the United Kingdom, Paul Upple. This particular survey shows that 54% of respondents don't like to chase for payment lest the client thinks worse of them, lest it somehow damages their client relationships. 79% said it was time consuming with low payoffs. 71% said there was a lack of support from the government or local authorities. So let's talk about relationships first. Which one should you prioritize? The relationship with your friends and family or the relationships with your customers?
Well, the answer is that if you can figure out how to get paid on time, both relationships will be okay. And the way this discussion is couched, it's couched on the basis that you have been paid late or the payment is late, and you're then engaging with the customer. And of course, the problem with that is that's already an adversarial discussion. You know, it's like if the gas company phones you up and they've already sent you two pink notices, that's going to be a tricky discussion, right?
Yes.
So the way to not lie awake at night and worry about the fact that you owe your dad a lot of money because he helped you start the company. And you know, those of us, and you and I have both got our own companies, and I guess many people listening to this who have got their own enterprises are going to be familiar with the fact that they've borrowed money from friends and family perhaps. Mm-hmm. The reality is it's all about the relationship with the customer, how early on in the relationship you establish the importance of prompt payment, how early on in the transaction you engage with the customer in order to ensure that things are occurring in a timely fashion and that you provided them with a transaction that they can actually process, that is an accurate invoice which has got everything in it that they want to see in it and does not contain any errors. The earlier you do that, the less adversarial the discussion is. If you do it before the payment is due, it's not adversarial, it's service related. And what you do, if you do it right, is you embrace the customer, demonstrate a concern, and put the customer in a position where he is obliged to pay you according to terms because there's no reason why he shouldn't.
In other words, if you get the customer relationship right from the get-go, you won't damage your relationship later when the whole payment discussion comes to a point, and you'll get paid on time so that your dad who lent you the money, that relationship will be fine too.
Yes, I mean, I'm coming at this on the basis that most customers are not malicious. But they will hang on to their money if either you don't ask for it, which is what we're talking about. We're talking about, oh, I want my money, which you should have paid me a month ago. Oh, okay. It's you ask for it politely early on by stressing the importance of being paid on time, but you also clear away any obstacles because customers are very good at finding obstacles, some of which don't seem entirely credible, like, isn't that the third time you've lost our invoice this month? Or the reality is you remove those obstacles, you learn which ones they like to use, and you try and stop them happening in future.
Yeah, so they don't have that wiggle room.
You can't prevent 100% of late payments because there are customers possibly who are struggling with cash flow. What you can do though, by managing the relationship in the right way, is ensure that you are first in line to get paid. Where they have a choice between paying you or other people, they'll pay you rather than someone else. Yes. Hasn't bothered to ask.
There were two other quick points here from the survey, Simon, which I also thought was interesting. 54% said it was to protect client relationships, right? Mm. We've talked about that. But 79% said they don't like to chase because it's time-consuming with low payoffs. I thought the whole point of getting paid on time was to get the full payoff.
Well, first of all, when you get paid late, the later a customer pays you, or rather the further overdue a payment becomes, the lower the probability of getting paid in full, because there are attendant risks with that. The second thing is because you're paying money for the money that you borrow to run your business, the longer it takes for you to get paid, the more, in effect, your margin is eroded by the fact that you're funding this working capital. So yes, there is a law of diminishing returns. But there's something else, which is that you're allowing yourself to get to this point. And the reason you're reluctant to engage with the customer is because you know it's going to be an adversarial discussion. You know, you're lying awake at night because you don't have enough money maybe to pay your staff or to acquire that new premise or whatever it happens to be. And the customer is to blame. And he probably...
That's the thought process.
Yes, it is. And so, of course, you're on the back foot. You're nervous. Well, don't let yourself get there. You don't... And one of the things that concerns me a little bit about both of these articles is they seem to be premised on the notion that either the government's going to save you or borrowing money is going to save you. Well, neither of those things is the solution. The solution is engage early, engage regularly, be close to the customer, politely remove any potential obstacles to prompt payment and make sure that you are much closer to your customer than any of his other suppliers.
Of course, we always like to hear your comments as well. So drop us a note in the comments box of this podcast or read the articles and post below them. We'd like to hear your thoughts about lying awake in bed at night and resolving the customer payment disputes before they've even arisen. See you next time on the Reliable Podcast.